CBS Auctions, Must See Racing, Oshwegan Speedway, Poncho's Racing Products, Blade Shock Technology.
It's always fun to do these podcasts when we have good news to talk about. And this gentleman has just lined up his plans for 2014. Lance DeWeese joining us on the line. Lance, I know it's busy this time of year getting everything arranged, so I appreciate you taking time out to join us tonight.
Oh, no problem. Enjoy it.
Well, first off, let's talk about your plans for 2014. You're going to drive for the Dietz family in 2014, and it's kind of interesting reading how this came together. I always joke that the worst answer you're going to get to a question is no, so why not ask? So it sounds like this is kind of how this combination got put together.
Since Scott found out that I was the hunting a rod, he got in contact with me, and we sat down and met for a couple hours the first time, and We were looking at some other options and looking at see what, you know, what was out there. He was very straightforward, very honest about what he could do. And he knew where I was at. And then we just kind of kept working back and forth and, you know, seeing what we could come up with and, you know, see what parties we could put together to make it into a little bit more deal than they're used to racing, so and we end up doing that.
When you get together with someone like this and there's this kind of enthusiasm, do you think that's infectious for the whole race team, including yourself?
Yeah. I mean, they're just really good people, and they're excited. I'm excited. I enjoy doing this. So, I mean, it's just something I've always enjoyed doing, and I'm sure a lot of people would underestimate what we'll be capable of, and I think we're going to be pretty darn fast.
And do you know what equipment combination you're going to be using with the team yet, chassis and engine-wise?
It looks like we'll probably be in ladder racing engines and triple X chassis.
All right, so that combination for 2014. And did you have much of a relationship with them beforehand, or did you two really not know each other until this situation came about?
I never really met him before this situation. I mean, I knew him as far as owning the car, but I really never met him. It's Scott and his son Chris. So it's, you know, it's nice to meet good people that work hard and, you know, are trying to make it, you know, in racing and try to, you know, get to that next level.
And you know, you guys did have your ups and downs this past year with the Hefner team, but you guys have finished the season out strong. It seems like over the past end of the, you know, lean towards the end of the season, you guys have actually picked up the pace quite a bit.
Yeah, we did. From Knoxville on, we've been pretty good. Early in the year, we'd be fast at one moment and be really slow, and the tire change really threw us for a loop. We kind of have the good years figured out, and the switch into the Hoosiers just really threw us for a loop and caught us off guard a little bit. And then when you get in that search mode, it's hard to find it overnight. And, you know, we'd get close sometimes, but then it wouldn't repeat. Right now, you know, with what we've done since Knoxville and all, we're at least we got repeatability in the race car. It's got speed in it, and so I'm really looking forward to next year to have the winner of working on what we've done at the end of the year here and, you know, take it to that next level where we can get back to winning races.
And we've heard other drivers talk about the tire change and how that's thrown off maybe their feel. Was it more of a how you felt the car, or how could you describe that to a fan of when you change tires, what changes for a driver with the race car?
Well, the car is just totally reacting different. The tires are totally constructed different. It's hard to explain it to people. The easiest thing would be if you were in your street car and you switched from, say, a major brand and went to a really cheap brand tire. If you really pay attention, your car will handle differently. And it's just that simple, but magnified at the speeds we run, and it just affects how the car handled. It took us a while to figure out the feel of the car to what get want it and still have the feel I want it. So it's just all, you know, it helps some guys and hurts some guys, you know, with the tire change. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the tires. It's just, it's different than, you know, same deal when the Goodyears come around. It hurt a lot of guys because they were so hard to make consistent and keep hooked up. And this deal, it kind of went a little bit back to the older deal as far as it was a little easier for some guys to get these things rolling. And it hurt us. We could get them rolling, but we couldn't get them consistently to feel it as I need it.
Lance DeWeese joining us talking about the new opportunities for him with the Dietz Motorsports team in 2014 and looking back at 2013, which is not over for you yet. Race fans in Pennsylvania get to get their hunting gear out and their ice fishing gear and go racing in a few weeks at Susquehanna. And we were talking off the air. You will be in the 27 car for that race. But going forward, do you are you still working on plans? I know it was up in the air if you're going to go to Florida or not. But what's the plans for the new team as far as maybe racing outside of Pennsylvania for next year?
Well, all that's up in the air right now. We just finalized the deal basically 2 days ago. So, and it we finalized it as far as the parties involved, me, the Dietz family, and my longtime supporter and Donnie Owens, who owned the 30C. He was involved with us at the 27. He will be involved with us at the 14 car of the Dietz. So we, us three just got together and just wanted to say, okay, let's put this deal together. Let's finalize the things we could do right now and get the commitment. And then we'll just start working on figuring all the other of it out, you know, and, we're working on trying to find sponsors to help expand our schedule. I'd like to run a 60-65 race schedule. I'm not looking at doing 80 races. I want to cut back a little bit and be better prepared and run mainly time trial shows with some local stuff and just be better prepared when you show up to the track. And it makes a lot of sense to do that just because the amount of funding it takes, it costs the same to run a race at Charlotte like they are today as it does to run a 2000 to win show somewhere. So it, yeah, it makes sense to race for better money when you race. So, that's kind of what we're looking at, but we don't have no, you know, plans of anything yet until the schedules come out. You know, if we can put something together and I can get it prepared and ready and be ready for Florida, we may will go down and run the Volusia shows. I don't see us going to run all of Florida, but that's up in the air. I mean, Knoxville is still kind of laying my schedule, but until we really figure the whole process out and see where we're at, you know, once we get everything down and involved, you know, see who else is going to be involved and see what the finance and the budget is, it's just kind of, you know, where we're going to be at until we figure that out. But, yeah, I look for us to be a 60-65 race schedule, hopefully.
How important when it is for a driver when you're looking for a deal like this is it to get it secured and done before trade show season?
For me, it's not that critical. I just wanted to get it done. The last couple of years, I've kind of been an influx of not knowing exactly what we're going to do. And that was one of the problems in the 27 car. We didn't put the deal together until late. So we rushed to get stuff done. We rushed to get ready for Florida. And, I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is once we start racing in Florida, we're racing. I mean, we're racing back home a week or so after Florida, and we're nonstop until November. So if you fall behind, it's so hard to catch up. And then, you know, when we were struggling really bad, you just never have a chance to just sit back and, you know, say, okay, let's back up here a little bit and see what we need to do and maybe go test some. You know, that's some of the things that we didn't do that hopefully next year I'll be able to do.
Lance DeWeese joining us. And now that Lance DeWeese has this secured and everything is getting ready for 2014, what other things do you do during the off season to keep busy? We always like to, you know, connect with the fans a little bit and, you know, see what kind of hobbies some of our drivers have during the off season. So what are some things that Lance DeWeese might end up doing to kill some time other than getting his race team ready for 2014?
Well, my hobby kind of coincides with racing, so it's golf, and so it's hard to do during the winter months right here in Pennsylvania. But we'll try to get that in some. But actually, we don't, I mean, the off season is kind of short, and you throw the holidays in there, which shortens it up some more. It keeps you busy to get stuff ready and get prepared. It's a lot more work than a lot of people think. And we normally take a vacation, which we are. I leave on the 22nd to go on vacation. So, because that's the only time we can take vacations, you know, with what I do. So, yeah, by the time you do that and you do all the holidays, you really only have probably a month and a half of actual prep time, you know. So it keeps you busy. We're fortunate enough that so far, we don't look like we're going to have to get a whole lot of parts in. They have some stuff, and with some of the other stuff that we got going on, you know, it's not going to be a mad rush to get cars in and get built and stuff like that. But it still keeps you busy. And we got some downtime to spend with the family now. And just that's kind of what we are. But, I mean, it's you know, a 12-month-a-year job, really.
And you've been doing this for a while, so how much longer do you foresee yourself in the driver's seat? Do you have kind of an idea in mind, or are you just going to go until you feel that the time is right to maybe step away from it?
Well, I feel, you know, health being good, that I can be very competitive for 3 to 5 years easily. If I look around at, you know, some of the guys I race with, some of the older guys, you know, they've done that well past that age that I'll be. But that's kind of what I have in mind right now is 3 to 5. Long as I'm competitive and enjoying it, the day I quit enjoying it is the day I'll just walk away. Because it's too much stress on me, your family, you know, the people that are around you, and to put yourself through it when you're not enjoying it.
And one final question, you've managed to do a lot of really neat things over your racing career, and you know, and I remember you traveling even in your Pennsylvania days and popping up in here and there in a place maybe where you wouldn't expect to be, like down the road here in Michigan and whatnot. But is there one thing or one place you haven't been with the race car, or maybe one race you haven't done that you'd like to try before your career's done?
Well, I mean, I've never raced the West Coast. I'm not saying that's something that have to do, but I'm like, yeah, it's kind of neat, you know, to get around there. I've been to Vegas, I've been to Texas and raced with the Outlaws. Never been on the West Coast, so that's, you know, something would be neat to do, you know, before I end my career. I really like to build a program and put a strong effort into Knoxville. I don't think that would happen this year with this deal being new. What I mean by strong effort, I mean running 5, 6, 7 shows at Knoxville before the Nationals and being as prepared as I physically and mentally could be when we showed up for the Nationals. I just feel we're at a big disadvantage when we show up at the Nationals, and if you're not right, you don't ever catch up. And it's just a really hard race to show up and be fast right out of the box. Yeah, if you look at the history of that race, the guys that run good there have a ton of laps around Knoxville.
And it's probably similar to the home track advantage you guys have at times, you know, or anybody, West Coast or East Coast these days, seems to have when they go racing there. Well, Lance, it's great to see that you have a deal lined up for 2014, and we look forward to seeing you at the racetrack.
Well, thanks a lot, TJ, for having me on, and yeah, I'm more welcome to come on anytime you want me to.
All right. Lance DeWeese joining us here on TJ Slideways Podcast. We'll be back on Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern with TJ Slideways Live.